hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back with us tomorrow. You have me today, I have you, and that is wonderful because we're talking about the skills you are most proud of. We're going to do a little bragging about ourselves today, but in a good way. Why? Because God is the giver of gifts, and we use those gifts in the glory of God and to bring a delight and be pleasing to God, right? And we have certain skills and talents and gifts that God has bestowed. Why shouldn't we share it with the world so we can build up the body of Christ? So if you have a certain skill that you are most proud of, I'm going to ask you to call this number, 833-288-EWTN. You'll speak to Matt Gabinski. He's delightful to talk to. I get to talk to Matt, just because I can. And it's wonderful. He's so wonderful. And just, you learn so much when you talk to Matt. So call him up, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Tell us the skill you are most proud of, and you'll see how it weaves into our spiritual lives, how it boosts and builds the body of Christ. And let's fill every phone line, shout it to the world. This is your show, a safe platform for all of us to come together as the Take Two family. If you're brand new to Take Two, you're part of the family because you hear the sound of our voices, my voice or Jerry Usher's voice or our producer, Michael McCall. He's doing a great job on the controls. How about Rich on social media? Like I said, Matt's on the phones. And if you are connected with us in some way by social media, on any of the social media platforms that we stream, I'm waving to you, by the way. Hi, guys. You guys are great. I love the chats. Sometimes when I'm not on air, I just go on the chats because they're so much fun. So keep the chat groups going. Those conversations, I think, are just precious and priceless, actually, because you're learning and growing together. And that's what the mystical body of Christ is supposed to do. So here's the question I'm asking. What skill are you most proud of? Is there something you just are so natural at that you're like, you know, that's something very unique to me, and I can do that, and I do it quite well? You're not, you know, bragging in a prideful, egotistical way. We are really pleasing and praising God because He's the giver of all these gifts. They're all His, and He's amazing how He shares the many facets of this wonderful God that we serve. So who's with me on this? Let's shout to the world what skills we are most proud of by dialing this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and also on my personal Debbie Giorgiani page. This weekend on the Spirit World coming up, I mean, we're already at Wednesday, hump day, and we're already looking ahead for the weekend on the Spirit World with Adam Bly this weekend. We're going to be talking about how anger and alcohol, the demons use those two things to divide us. Alcohol and anger. It's going to be a very interesting show. We are opening up the phone lines. That's this Saturday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. It is produced by the Guadalupe Radio Network, heard all over the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We're very, very proud of the Spirit World listeners that support that show, which is amazing. So thank you so very much. That's this Saturday. Today, I'm talking about the skills that you are most proud of today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I really do need to hear from you. If you're kind of a little bit reserved or you don't want to really shout it to the world, you can use your confirmation name. I don't really like to address anonymous. I find that to be cold and impersonal, and I don't really care for that. We are family, so we like to call each other by name. So pick a confirmation name or a name that you wish your parents always called you. I remember when I was really into the Brady Bunch, and I said to my mom one day, "Why couldn't you name me Marcia?" And she's like, "Would you stop watching TV?" That's what my mother said back to me. That was it. So I was stuck with Deborah. And actually, I've grown to love the name Deborah because I learned all about in the Old Testament, the strong biblical character of Deborah. And so very, very wonderful. You know, you grow into your name sometimes. I think that's important, but that's not what we're talking about today. I digress. Again, I want to thank the show team is in place. The affiliates are airing the show. You guys are calling in. We're already getting calls. Matt is busy on the phones. What skill are you most proud of? Or you can say what gift, what trait, something you just have a knack for. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, you guys may not believe this, but I'm going to share a couple things that I am proud of. I do have the ability to play golf. Yes, I do. Thanks to my dad, God rest his soul. My dad was a very good golfer in the state of New Jersey. He was just wonderful. He was a state assistant pro and did that on the side when he was a full-time insurance agent for MetLife, mostly his whole entire career for MetLife. And my dad was an avid golfer, loved golf so very much, worked very hard on my five brothers and sisters before I was born. And some of my brothers and sisters, three to be exact, are very good golfers, very, very good golfers. And then he got to me at the youngest of the family, and he threw a ton of money and time and effort into making me a really, really, really good golfer. And so much so that I was almost going to turn pro. And then I got married and had kids. So there you go. That's my sad little story there. But I can still play a really, I think, a good game of golf. So that I'm very grateful to my dad. That's one skill. I do, I don't know if this is a skill, but I do have a photographic memory. I do. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. My parents picked up on it when I was really little. And yeah, it's helped me tremendously in school. So, and that is true. If those who have a photographic memory, you can read something and then you can recall it years later, pretty much what page, what portion of the book it's in, you know, what, you know, paragraph. It's really quite interesting. So that's an exciting thing. The other thing that is so odd, because I'm really not that tech savvy, but I can put together a lot of electronic stuff. So like I'll go into a house and if it has all these different electronic gadgets, my dad taught us how to do that. It's really interesting. So I can take apart different appliances, put them back together, things like that. It's really bizarre. You never would think that. Anyway, what skill are you most proud of? That's what we're talking about today. Please call us and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today, what skill are you most proud of and you'd like to share it with the world? I got to share a little bit about how my dad taught all of us six kids these strange kind of things to, like, he would say to us all the time, you just need to know how to do this to get through life. And we're like, Dad, we don't really understand that. Can we just, you know, go play a game or have fun? But my dad was always like that. I think he was always in survival mode. My dad was a Navy medic. He was very big on being prepared and, you know, ready to go for all things. And I don't know, it was very interesting. So that got me thinking about it. So maybe that's how we acquired skills, right? And maybe that's what's happened to you. Your parents imparted certain things to you that they thought you need this to get through life. And if you have something to share, please call in and tell us the skill you are most proud of. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. So welcome. We're very friendly and we're just very happy and joy filled. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Before I get to Kate in Killeen, Texas, Kate, hold on. You're going to be first up. You're going to lead the discussion here on Take Two. I want to share with our listeners about, Mother Angelica talks talks it over. Reflections from a mother's heart to yours. This is from EWTN Publishing. So listen up, guys. This is really great when anything that has to do with Mother Angelica. This collection of chats weaves scripture, personal anecdotes, and timeless Catholic teachings into deeply engaging stories. Mother reveals the secret of how to achieve the impossible and miraculous in your life. In a world often clouded by doubt and distractions, Mother Angelica's wisdom remains a beacon of clarity and encouragement for Catholics yearning for renewal. Let Mother inspire you to embrace God's grace generously and live with unwavering faith and hope in His divine plan. Mother Angelica Talks It Over, Reflections from a Mother's Heart to Yours. It's available right now by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. Okay, let's hear what Kate has to say in Killeen, Texas on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the program.
Hey there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kate. I really am. And I understand. I love the comments here. So share a little bit about your story.
Okay, well, I'm a new Catholic. Just got confirmed this Easter.
Yay. Welcome home.
Thank you. It's been a journey. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've really noticed is that I really like going into all of the theology of this, of God. I've always been like this. I've always been curious of, like, what is God like? Mm-hmm. So that's been my big thing, is I delve into the theology like nobody's business.
Right.
And whereas my husband, he sees the connections with the scriptures. He's very good with the kids. He does a kids ministry at his church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going. We're listening.
My daughter, who is going to be 9, is involved in the quizzing, Bible quizzing, and she is on fire. Like, she is punching in the answers before her questions even finish.
Wow. Beautiful.
And my son, he is just absolutely, completely up. He loves the stories of the saints. I'm reading him stories of John Bosco, of St. George, and just all, he loves knowing of his spiritual history.
Okay, so did I hear this correctly? You have 3 children, Kate?
2 children.
Oh, 2 children. Okay, 2 children, and your husband is active too. Okay, so let me go back to you for a minute, Kate. First of all, again, we already have the comments coming in quick from the Take Two family saying, welcome home, Kate, welcome home. Everybody's welcoming you home, so that's wonderful. Okay, number 2, Kate, that I would call what you have a holy curiosity. Okay? And here's what I would say about it. I believe that is very pleasing to God. He wants us to have that holy curiosity. He wants us to be eager to find out all the clues, all the puzzle pieces, everything to make it all so that we can know Him better, we can love Him better, we can learn about Him better, we can get into His mind and heart, right? To be really pleasing and praising of God.
Know the mind of God.
Yes. But Kate, I gotta tell you, please don't ever lose that. That is a beautiful thing. I think that is a saintly quality. I think it is amazing. Yep. I hope and pray God continues to use you. It sounds like you're very open. Let Him use you, Kate, because that holy curiosity, well, there's no end with God. He's huge. And that's a wonderful thing. Yep. We should all have that. I wish more folks had that. So that is awesome, Kate. I think it's probably very... I'm sure it's very intriguing to your husband. Go right ahead.
My husband is curious. He's putting up questions that he doesn't quite understand. He's not Catholic right now. Neither are my kids at this point. And that's in our agreement at this time.
Oh, okay. So your husband. Okay. So then, all right. So here's where you're in an interesting position. You know, of course you want to share everything that you're learning and that you're finding out, right? So you have to obviously, right. You know, pace it and yeah, and be balanced with it so that you're not overwhelming everybody else in your family because they're not there yet. But I can tell you, you keep living, you keep walking the walk and living it. They're going to want what you have, Kate. And that's a beautiful thing.
I'm working on it.
Well, you go, girl. I love it. We put you in the book, your whole family. So keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Call us anytime. We love these calls. That's great. Thank you, Kate from Texas. Beautiful. Frank from Alexandria, Virginia, couldn't stay on the phone and couldn't hold. But Frank says, he has perfect pitch and can fit into any choir. You're lucky, Frank. I love that. I love folks that have the skill to be able to sing and to join in and be able to be so spontaneous like that, that they can just jump right in and they sing well and they speak well. I think it's beautiful. Frank, that is awesome. I think that's a wonderful skill that you can be most proud of and pleasing to God, right? Especially if you're in the church choir. Okay, so we're asking today the skill you are most proud of. If you can share it with the world, please call in 833-288-EWTN. I shared 833-288-3986. Jerry Usher's not on today, but I think a skill that he has that I think is just amazing. He speaks English and he speaks some Spanish, but he thinks in Spanish. People don't know that. I think that's a skill. I think so. He actually thinks in Spanish. So he's very smart. Jerry's very humble. He doesn't like to brag about himself, but he's very smart. I can just tell you that. Okay, 833-288-EWTN. Tell us the skill that you're most proud of. Or maybe if you want to brag about somebody else, maybe your child has an amazing skill and you would like to share it with the world, or your grandchild, or your parent had an amazing skill. My mom had the ability to really predict ahead of things that were going to happen by way of the town that we lived in. She was amazing. She would be 10 steps ahead of the people that ran the town where I grew up in New Jersey. And so my mother was like a little bit of an activist. She would be out there and, you know, warning everybody what was going to happen. She had that skill, that ability to be able to kind of predict where things were headed or how many steps down the road, you know, how things were going to turn out. And I thought it was a great skill. Incredible. Plus, I think she had a great skill raising, there were six of us, but she raised five kids. She had five kids in 6.5 years. So that's a lot of kids in a short amount of time. And she did a great job. My mother, we were never hungry. We had a ton of food, but that's maybe because we had that Italian heritage. I don't know. 833-288-EWTN. Tell us what skill you're most proud of. Let's go to Marnie. Marnie's in South Carolina on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marnie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So I always knew that God creates all of us with a purpose, mm-hmm. and some of us find it, and I'm sure others aren't able to discern that, but he made me a nurse, and I was a nurse actively for 7 years in public health and hospice on call.
Nice.
And then I experienced a head injury, and I could no longer professionally nurse. But, you know, my whole family, I took care of both of my parents until they died at home. And that has led me to the funeral ministry in our church.
Oh.
So I'm responsible for meeting with the family and helping them choose the readings and the music and plan the whole funeral. And that has been the most rewarding experience. I absolutely love my families. I'm a hugger, so I tell them I'll shake your hand first, and after that, it's hugs. So if you don't like hugs, let me know. So that's my story, and I am so blessed. In fact, my daughter just had a miscarriage yesterday, and so I have been able to take care of her, and I was staying at her house with their six children, and so I'm just very blessed.
Well, Marnie, we're so sorry about the loss. Please let your daughter know. I put her in the prayer book, so we'll be praying that she can get through this time. But, Marnie, let me just share a couple things. I don't know how often you listen to Take Two, but I've said this for many years. I truly believe that nurses and teachers will get a high place in heaven. There's a reason for that, I say that, and that is because you both, good teachers and good nurses, you guys have an ability, an absolute amazing ability to reach people when they're most vulnerable, when they are most open, when they need some guidance, when they need mentorship, when they need care, when they need nurturing, when they need comfort. And nurses provide that so beautifully and effortlessly. I love the nurses that have been with me through all the surgeries I have had. They are incredible. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you want to hug those who are going through the grieving process when they are planning the funeral. Now, I have to ask you this question. I bet you when they find out that you are a nurse by training, they probably ask you a lot of medical questions about their loved one. I bet you they do, don't they?
They really, it's rare that they do, but a few do. Mm-hmm. But it's funny that you mentioned nurses being special. I was called the rosary nurse because I gave so many of my patients rosaries, whether they were Catholic or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, the non-believers, I would just tell them, finger the beads and it will help your anxiety. And if you don't know any prayers, that doesn't matter. Just use the beads for peace.
And
the other thing was I was the one that was usually with dying patients at the hospital too, because I'm very comfortable with it. It's exactly the same as birth to me. It's just the full circle. And it's just a beautiful thing, and especially being able to help guide them if they haven't found God or if they're fallen away or anything like that. It's just wonderful to be able to do that.
You know, it's so interesting you said that, Marnie, because I feel the same way. When you just made that connection there, it's no different than birth. It's the full circle. I totally agree with you. And when you see life like that, life becomes, you can understand it, and you can really get through all things if you understand the big picture. And I think you're in a perfect work and vocation, Marnie, to be with those at the church who are preparing for the beautiful send-off that we give in the Catholic Church. I think the Catholic Church does it so well, how we send our faithful off into eternity. I think it's healing, it's comforting, it's beautiful, it's joy-filled, and it should be a celebration in so many ways. So, Marnie, I love your contribution today. I do believe it is a skill you have, but I also believe that it's a deep gift that God has given you, because not everybody can deal with death. And so I think it's wonderful that you're in that position and you're using the gifts to please God. Way to go, Marnie.
All right. Thank you. Debbie, by the way, I just have to tell you one thing.
Sure.
You know how you hear somebody's voice every day. Mm-hmm. You kind of get a picture of them.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, you're supposed to have short hair and look a lot more like Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, okay.
The first time I saw you online, I was like, wait a minute, who is that?
I love, that's so cool. I'll have to see what she looks like again. I haven't seen her in about a year or two on TV. Wow, Marnie, that is interesting. It's funny how you get a picture of somebody on radio. I love it. Marnie from South Carolina, thank you so much. Love the state of South Carolina. Call in if you have a skill you're most proud of. When I come back, more of your calls. Okay, so I'm asking the question today, and I really want you to weigh in on this. You have plenty of time. Matt is ready. He's got his headset on. He's ready to click the button and answer the calls, and we're very friendly. I'd like to know what skill or talent or trait or something about you that makes you very unique and that you're most proud of. Could you please share? We're learning and growing together. It helps others to get inspired and maybe look within themselves and see what kind of gifts and talents they can bring to build up the kingdom. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Again, don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We're always posting great articles there on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Also on my personal Facebook page, Debbie Giorgiani, find me there. If you can follow there, I post some things there, some inspirational things as well. So I would love to hear from you today. If you don't have time to stick around on the phone, I understand that because everybody's busy. It's hump day. Everybody's super busy midweek, but you can always text us. And I love this feature. We get a lot of texting happening now on Take Two. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question, or you make your comment about answering this question, the skill you're most proud of. And just know that message and data rates may apply. Today's saint of the day is Saint Matthias. You know, we all know about him. He's the one that took the place of Judas, right? I don't know. That whole situation there of replacing, you know, Judas, and then Matthias got that position. I don't know. Sometimes when I think about it, it just kind of creeps me out. It's just a weird thing, you know, knowing the way Judas did and his ending of his life. And then, you know, here comes St. Matthias coming in to take that position. Although you got to love St. Matthias. Very, very wonderful, amazing saint. But that's just the way I roll when I think about things. I'm a little too visual and I think about things sometimes a little too deeply. By the way, you learn something new every day. I just learned that Michael McCall, our producer here on Take Two, he's a much better parent than I ever was. I'm just saying. He was telling me how he coaches his son, and I just love that. And he was so kind, you know. He's affirming things with his son Sebastian. He's trying to build his self-esteem, trying to, you know, boost him up, giving him those compliments of being, you know, a good athlete. And I was sitting there listening to Michael talk about how kind he is to his son. And I just wasn't that kind to my kids. I got to be honest with you. I was the coach of their, baseball, softball. I mean, not softball. I'm sorry. I was coach for softball for girls, but that was a whole different thing. Baseball and soccer and basketball. Anyway, long story short, I wasn't that kind. I got to be honest with you. My youngest son, he was lousy at baseball, just lousy. He would go out into the outfield and he would sit on the ground and pick the grass. No joke, folks. And so finally, I was so frustrated, I just benched him. I said, you're done. This is not your sport. But it didn't seem to hurt them. My kids are like 29 and, you know, 35. They're fine. They're married with kids. They're fine. You got to have a sense of humor. Okay, let's hear what Pat has to say in Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Pat, I don't know what's the matter with me. It's hump day. I'm in a strange mood. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pat. How are you?
Excellent.
Go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like I have one gift natural and one that I've nurtured. So I was just going to share them with you. One was that I see alternatives. So I mentor a lot of people, And usually they come to me and say, should I do A or B? And by the time they leave lunch with me or whatever, they're thinking about C and D. And I always tell people they're not necessarily any better than A and B, but there are more alternatives out there that you're not thinking about.
Nice. You sound like a coach. Are you a teacher, a coach? Are you in management?
I'm just retired.
Well, what did
retired
you do?
Businessman.
Oh, businessman. Okay, so you had to navigate business. So you had to come up with alternatives.
Yes.
Yeah. Now,
it's kind of a fun thing when people tell you, you know, what their problem is, and they walk out with other options.
I have lots of problems, Pat. I could probably use a couple sessions with you. Okay, so Pat,
we'll do lunch someday.
Okay, definitely. I love Houston. Love Houston, Texas. Okay, so Pat, let me ask you a question. I'm just curious, and here's my curious mind working now. Where do you rank in your family? How many kids in your birth family? And do you have brothers and sisters?
Sure. Four siblings, and I'm the second one.
To the oldest or to the youngest?
I'm sorry, I have an older sister and then myself.
Okay, so you're the firstborn boy.
Well, actually, I had an older brother, but he died when he was a month old.
Right, but okay, so you're, okay, so living in the family, that's very interesting. Is your sister an overachiever? I'm just curious.
Well, I think she is, but she probably wouldn't say that.
And what did your parents do? Was your mom a stay at home or did your mom work outside of the home? And what did your dad do? Just curious.
She was a teacher and he was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay, there you go. All right. So would you say you got a little bit of that from your parents?
Maybe a little, but not. I mean, I don't think of either one of them as being that same mindset that seeing the alternatives.
Really? Okay, interesting. But your mom was a teacher, though, so she must have imparted some of the teacher kind of tools to you kids, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But she's a math teacher, too, so easier problems than other teaching issues.
There you go. Well, see, so you must be good at math then. See, and they say that a lot of solving problems comes from math. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you should read about it. I'm a life coach, so I learn all these little things that help with getting people to figure out who they are and, you know, what their purpose in life is. And Pat, yeah, go back. You should research it. It's very interesting. So are you good at math?
Yes, I graduated with a math major.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's an assignment for you. Go back and read this. They say they have made the connection with people that are very good at math that have really good business quality and ability to navigate life in ways where you're doing those, you know, 10 steps down the road, alternatives, creative thinking, things like that. It's very interesting. There's a math connection. I don't know. I can't go into it in detail right now because I can't quite recall the source that I used, but there is a connection there. It's fascinating. So there you go, Pat. Comes from your math background.
Okay. The second one's more interesting, though. And 90% of the time when people ask for help from me, and I regularly get because I don't do coaching, but I do mentoring. It's just a connection. I'm pretty old, but I just have so many people I know that I can connect them with to help them solve their problem.
Wow. So you're a networker.
Yes. But that's a nurturing skill. It's not one that I'm naturally at because I'm kind of an introvert in general. But it's interesting to me that it's a skill you can nurture.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like your coaching skill. Yeah. You've nurtured that over your career.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That is so cool. So I did some kind of personality testing one time years ago, and they had me labeled as a person that can network too. So that's very interesting. And you tend to be more reserved by nature, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. Wow. So that's cool that you're using your gifts. That's really neat. Does your family appreciate your skills and talents?
Sure. I think they do.
Good. Good deal, Pat. Thanks for weighing in. We really appreciate it. What a great conversation. Thank you so much. And let us know if you do any research on the math connection. I'd be curious. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to Yuma, Arizona. Let me make sure I say that correctly. On Yuma Catholic Radio, Jean is waiting so patiently. Hi, Jean. You know, it's so funny. Jean, Yuma, I know. I was thinking about you guys. I love Yuma Catholic Radio. How are you guys doing in Yuma?
We're doing really well. I think that we had, in the last Easter Vigil and the RCIA program, we brought 50 new Catholics into the church.
Nice.
And I think that's for our size and activity that goes on in Yuma. I think that's pretty remarkable. And that was one parish. That was just St. Francis. So I don't know what John Newman or Immaculate Conception did, but I would presume they have a number of people as well. So we're doing well.
Good, good. Well, tell the fine folks there at Yuma Catholic Radio that Debbie Giorgiani and Jerry Usher say hello, and we miss you guys. Okay, you have your radio on in the background, but Jean, I gotta hear your skills. Tell us your skills.
Well, my skill is bicycles. I love to work on bicycles. I kind of got a passion for bicycles. I started when I was about 10 years old, and I'm almost 83 now, and it's been an on and off item all my life. In Yuma, once I'm retired and I'm looking at the Crossroads Rescue Mission and I'm seeing the need of transportation, and bicycle seems to be a very effective form of transportation for people in the program at Crossroads. I just picked it up. We put together a nice bike shop over there and a good mechanic. And my job is to rescue them out of the county transfer point, the dump. And in the last year... and the county kind of keeps track of this, and I don't keep so much of an accurate count, but in the last year, we've done almost 800 bicycles.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. So, okay, so everybody listening on Yuma Catholic Radio, you need to go visit Jean, and if you have a bicycle that you found or you picked up or you have a leftover bike in the garage, bring it to Jean, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, there was an article in the newspaper about a month ago about what I'm doing. And from that article, I picked up about another 100 bicycles. People who just had bicycles hanging up in their garage. And, you know, mom, dad, or kids did outgrow them or didn't know how to fix them or whatever the case may be. And it was fabulous to have that connection. I'm working on doing a little more social radio stuff, mostly with one of our very effective persons in our radio community here, and I think we'll get more. Mm-hmm. I hate to see a bicycle unattended and unused.
Yeah,
I'd rather see it repaired and in the shop or someplace getting worked on or getting on the road.
Well, Jean, I think that's more than a work that you're doing. That is a ministry, because you are helping others have that transportation that they need. I live in Gilbert, Arizona, Jean, and we have a lot of bicycles. Everybody's riding their bicycles. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's a great form of exercise. We have the beautiful bike lanes here in Arizona, which are wonderful for people to ride, very safe. And I agree with you. I love it. More power to you. I hope you get a lot of Take Two family members that show up at your place in Yuma, Arizona, part of Yuma Catholic Radio, and they drop off their bicycles. So, Jean, you're awesome. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. Keep up those skills. You're helping folks, and that's a beautiful thing. Okay, we're going to go to Kathy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for waiting, and welcome. Kathy, are you with us? Oh, Matt, can you pick up the phone and check with Kathy, please? I want to get her on air because she's been waiting, because she can sing and she can teach singing. I love that. I love, you know, if you have a great voice, that is a beautiful skill. You know, it takes a lot of confidence to sing, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's very pleasing to God. You know, they say that, especially if you sing at church, you're praying twice. I do believe that, very much so. But before we get Kathy back on the air and the other ones that are calling in, that's the Take Two family members, there's still time for you to call in. I can get a few more calls in. If you have, we're talking today, the skills that you are most proud of, the skills that you are most proud of that you have or a family family member has? Why doesn't somebody brag about their children? Okay, I just shared how my youngest son was a lousy baseball player, okay? That was not his skill. But I can tell you something, that my youngest child was brilliant at math. Brilliant. And so that was a skill he had. It's and that's pretty great. So maybe you have a child you want to brag about. How about before we get back to, we're going to go to Robert. Robert, call back from Houston, Texas. Robert, hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. I want to share about Podcast Central, because we're always adding new podcasts that are just really, really good and help us on our faith walks. Okay, The Council of Trent, another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is The Council of Trent. Do you need help answering the toughest objections against our faith? In this entertaining and informative podcast, Trent Horn will show you how to share your faith, even with those who oppose it, in very practical ways. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Okay, Robert, call back from Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Robert. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon or morning.
Yes. Go right ahead. Tell us the skill that you are really good at.
Well, so when you talk about skill, you kind of have to look at it from other people's perspective, because I don't think I'll ever feel that I'm really good at something. But if I have a lot of people that just keep coming up and telling me I'm good at it, then I listen. Mm-hmm. So one of them is painting. So my wife is a very good artist, and she sketches, she paints. And I was watching her one day, and I just decided to pick up the paintbrush and grab some paint. And next thing I know, I have a piece of art sitting, staring back at me. And my wife, she was shocked, because she said it was better than hers. And I kept going with it. And finally, I talked to the parish priest, and I asked him, what do I do with this? You know, what do I do with this grace that God's given me? And he said, try to figure out how to use it apply it to the church. So whenever we have a bazaar or an auction at the church, my wife and I, we always include some of our paintings to go into the live auction. And we're no longer at our home parish, but they still ask us to provide the paintings. I'm kind of busy. I'm in formation with the diaconate right now. So my time painting's kind of been curtailed at the moment. But I look forward to having a little bit of time over the summer and do some painting. Mm. The other thing is writing. I've had people come up and tell me that when I write, that I put it in such a way that they can understand real clearly what I'm writing about. And I also wondered where this was going. And sure enough, I'm in formation in the diaconate. So I kind of know where God was equipping me with the ability to write.
Wow.
The other thing that I find really interesting is sometimes we're not aware of the gifts that we have. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we're given gifts later in life. Mm-hmm. But the thing that we need to do is kind of get out of our comfort zone and try something new. Yeah. Because you never know what gifts you actually have.
Yeah.
The other thing is we have to apply it to God's grace, or to glorify God. How can we use the gift that he's given us back to glorify God? One other thing that I say it was a grace that God gave me. I took a job many years ago, and I wasn't supposed to be speaking in front of a large group or auditoriums full of people. One thing led to another, and I'm standing in front of 600 people giving presentations. Mm-hmm. That was before my discernment into the diaconate program. And it's mm-hmm. just, God getting me out of my comfort zone, letting mm-hmm. me know that I can do it. and giving me that grace, the ability to do those things. But if you don't try, you'll never know what grace God has given you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you are spot on, Robert, and we can spend a whole entire episode on this because we deal with this with life coaching all the time. People get locked into a box that somebody says, oh, you should always be doing this in your life, or you're good at this and you're not good at this, and they put themselves in this box. And you know, as time goes on and you learn more, you gain wisdom and knowledge and experience and time, you God applies and allows you to explore these gifts that maybe you had within you, but that you weren't ready to use them yet. I so agree with you, Robert. And I just life is an adventure, and learning and growing in these gifts. Now, I do have to circle back though, only because I think you have an incredible wife. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name? And let me tell you why. I want to put you. I put you in the book because in your formation, diaconate in the church, which I think is so beautiful. We love our deacons, and you're in formation, but your wife is in formation with you. Plus, I want to give her an extra special place in the prayer book because I think it's quite beautiful. You know, she was the artist. Okay, so she recognized, and she has been, I'm sure, practicing her skills in the artwork that she does. But she recognized your talent right away. And I think that is quite beautiful, because I will tell you, sometimes spouses won't encourage their spouse. They won't do it for some reason. But your wife jumped into action there and said, you know, it's really good. It's even better than my own. And she's an artist. I think you have a pretty incredible wife there. Can you give us her first name?
And her first name is Mary Cruz, M-A-R-I-C-R-U-Z.
Beautiful.
And it's beautiful because when we paint together. And it's always a biblical theme painting that we're doing. And I've always said, when I paint, I'm praying, because I'm so involved in the scene or the person that I'm painting. Mm-hmm. It's painting, but it's praying at the same time. So we're basically both sitting there with our easels, painting and praying together.
Okay, that is amazing. Okay, Robert, you know where I'm going with this, because I'm a lot like Pat in Houston, which Pat's in Houston too, who called in, who likes to give alternatives and to network. You do see where I'm going to go with this, Robert. It would be beautiful, once you become a permanent deacon, to form some kind of ministry of spouses painting together, praying together, working together, a form of therapy to bring couples together. This world is dividing couples. This world is saying, okay, you go and play sports over here and I'll go be with my friends over here. We're dividing couples. To bring this is a ministry, what you and your wife are developing right now. Do you see it?
I didn't see that until you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel it so strongly. As a matter of fact, I'll go one step further. If you want to drop me an email, I will do what Pat does, and he's into networking. I'll connect you with a few people that maybe you could start to develop this idea. So if you drop me an email, just send it to take2@ewtn.com. I think it's brilliant, and I think God is using you and your wife in beautiful ways in the church to help other couples.
Awesome.
I love it. Oh, thanks, Robert. See, good things come out of Houston, Texas. I'm telling you, folks, it's pretty amazing. So thank you, Robert. Very nice. Okay, Kathy in Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're going to be our final caller today. Great segment, great episode we had today on the skills. And Kathy, take it away.
Hi. I don't really have a single talent. I have a mixed bag of talents. I spent 20 years in the military. So I'm actually a disaster planner by trade now, but spent most of my adult life in the medical system, either in as an EMT or paramedic, but then 12 years doing medical buildings. So I guess my biggest thing would be that I'm an advocate for people that are sick, especially children, and helping people navigate medical insurance, because it's really difficult.
Well, Kathy, I have to tell you, you're multi-talented in many areas. You know, with your military training, I come from a military family, and I will tell you that my relatives that have served in the military, they are so gifted and talented in so many ways, because they know how to navigate different situations very quickly. They know how to survey things. And so I think that's beautiful skills that you bring to building up the kingdom, Kathy.
I hope so. It does help you with organizational skills for sure. So,
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Thank you so much for closing this wonderful episode today of Take Two. I appreciate it, and God bless you. I think Wyoming is so beautiful. You live in a beautiful piece of the country.
It's wonderful, and it's about 63 today, so it's beautiful.
nice, very cool. Well, enjoy the day, Kathy. That is wonderful. Thanks to everyone that weighed in on this wonderful topic today that was on the show calendar. Tomorrow, Thursday's topic is, what is the most difficult thing you've ever done in your life? What's the most difficult thing you've had to do in your life? That's going to be another great episode. Thank you to the show team, Michael, Matt, and Rich. You did a great job. Thanks to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. We love you guys so very, very much. Veritas Catholic Radio is right in the midst of their spring pledge drive. So if you're listening in the Connecticut, New York area, please give generously. And also remember, give when your local listening area comes to you. And remember, EWTN, we're in pledge drive season. Okay, that'll do it, folks. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.